Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for staying with us on Money FM 89.3. It's time for Focus, done in collaboration with the Business Times SME magazine. And today we welcome Wilson Chu, founder and managing director of MC2.
Yeah, perhaps you've come across the company's outlets in Funan Center and Sim Lim Square, but that's where MC2 was an IT retailer selling laptops. I mean, these days they're selling smart home solutions fronted by its own smart blind system. Welcome to the studio, Wilson. Tell us a bit more about your origin as an IT retailer.
So we started as a laptop specialist. As we expand our business, we sell more Apple products like iPhone and iPads. We also manage Sony Center stores. And in those stores, we sell TVs, digital cameras, etc.
So what happened then? Why did you decide to stop selling IT products? Especially since at that time you were kind of a first mover. Desktops were still selling better than laptops, but you were one of the first to start selling laptops.
That was much later, where we have different challenges like the soaring rental and wages, and we have challenges from like online stores, like Amazon, Lazada, Qoo10.
They spoil it for everyone, don't they?
And finally, our supplier starts to compete with us. We all know that Apple's opened some very big stores in Singapore.
Yeah. Yeah.
And likewise for Sony and Samsung as well. Those are our bigger suppliers.
Mm. So that was the last nail in the coffin, so to speak, for IT retailing. Is that right?
I always hear the word rental, yeah? Okay, so tell us, Wilson, why did you decide to venture into home furnishings, especially your smart blinds? You're getting rave reviews from people.
Yes, so we were looking at smart home for new smart home solution for new homeowners, and we found that the balcony are underutilized. So we think that there's a chance that we can develop something to keep out the heat, the UV, the insects, the wind, and most importantly, the rain. And people can utilize their balcony for different usage, like dining or study area or play area. Yeah.
But IT products, smart blinds, help us figure it out, Wilson. They couldn't be more different. How did you manage the transition, though?
Yes. So we are always looking out for opportunities. And for us, is if we find the demand, we try to find the solutions. Yeah.
So the demand came first, you felt? People wanted smart
blinds. We found that the apartments are getting smaller, but strangely, they all have big balconies and some they have double balconies.
Mm.
And because of the Singapore climate, we think that the balconies are underutilized. So with this solution, actually, they can better utilize the space. Yeah.
Tell us how it works, though. Because we also know of people who do smart windows. So that sort of darkens a bit like the glasses, right? Yeah. Transition glasses.
Yes.
Tell us how smart blinds work.
So URA, they have this rule that it has to be perforated and it has to be retractable.
Okay.
So you can't put the glass panel on the balcony.
Okay. Right. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay.
And so how do your smart blinds work?
Okay. So we were looking at this market and found that more than 90% of the blinds are manual. And we think that that's a huge opportunity. You know, we are from IT, you know, so we think, why is it not smart?
Mm-mm.
You know, the meaning of smart is that you can use voice to control it. You can use app to control it. So, for example,
what would be the commands? Close, please.
Yes, no. So you can connect to Google or Alexa or Apple Siri, and you can give command to Google, for example, say, hey, Google, it's raining.
And close the blinds.
Close the blinds. And
simple.
Yeah, simple, yeah.
Because I was thinking, roll up, please. I don't know. Abracadabra, please.
Okay. Well, Wilson, let's just compare your earnings from these two ventures. I mean, at MC2's peak as an IT retailer, and obviously right now as a home furnishing seller, how much was your revenue?
It's very different because in IT, it's mass market product like iPhones and iPads and laptops. Mm-hmm. So the revenue is very high. But as you know, the IT products, the margin are razor thin. Yeah. And it's actually quite the opposite for the blinds business. Yeah. We don't have as much revenue, but the margin is
wider.
Much better.
Okay. Mm. What would you say was the biggest reward in making this leap?
So we embrace technology, and we want to integrate the technology into the home of our customer. So seeing them happy and satisfied, yeah.
Mm. So obviously, this you have moved from an IT business, retail business, and now to doing blinds. I'm sure there are challenges along the way as well. What are some of the challenges that you have encountered?
Yes, for sales and marketing, we have been doing it for many years, so it's just different products.
What you're selling right now.
Yes, the challenges mainly comes from the manufacturing. Mm. So I haven't run a factory before, but we were very blessed that we bought a small factory, and they have good people managing it. So they have 2,000 square feet of factory space. Now we have 8,000 square feet of factory space. And the other challenges that we face is the installation. So we wanted to do end-to-end service, like from the R&D to the manufacturing to the sales and marketing and the installation, and finally the after-sales service. So we are also very blessed that we bought an installation company.
Oh, wow.
And they have 3 installers. Now we have closer to 30 installers.
Oh, very fortunate.
And
yeah.
We also provide the first 4 hours response times in Singapore. Yeah, that's what we did during the IT time.
Forward thinking, it's called, Wilson. Okay, tell us more about some of your products. So you've explained briefly to us what smart blinds are. I know your star product is Altex Secure Zip. Tell us how it works.
So for the Altex Secure Zip, we install it in the balconies. It can basically keep, it is gapless. So the rain cannot come in, the wind cannot come in. You can keep out the heat and the UV, and the insects cannot come in.
But yeah. It is retractable.
It is
because
retractable.
Of URA.
So if the weather is nice, you know, you want to enjoy the outdoor.
Excellent.
You can raise up the blinds. Yeah.
So even though there's no gap, it's not perforated.
Which it is was perforated. The fabric itself is perforated.
I see. Yeah. Okay.
So what about air condition? Will it go up?
Okay. So there is different perforation for the fabric. You can choose between 1, 3, 5, 7, 9%. And if 1%, then you will get the aircon will. 1% of the aircon will escape. Yeah.
I see.
Mm. It's quite clever. are you finding that more homeowners are taking greater care, particularly in this case, choosing blinds? I mean, are blinds moving beyond mere functionality to an integrated decor element? I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounds like it's a decision when you're renovating or you're decorating a home. This is something that people have to decide all the time, right?
Yes. There is, of course, a lot of practical usage. Yeah, but there is also the design element, because now the blinds and the curtains, they are part of the whole interior design. And we have different blinds to serve different needs.
Yeah, so you've got the Venetian look or the Roman look. I'm kidding. What else do you sell at MC2, Wilson?
Okay, so other than the balcony solution, we also have the patio solution. And when we talk about balcony solution, we also sell like the invisible grill for child safety. And we have the decking as well. And we also sell Sonos speakers in MC2.
Oh, yeah, so you have speakers.
So you can put the speakers, you know, the smart speakers at the balcony if you want to enjoy music, you know, at the balcony.
I tell you, it's very all clever. An integrated type of lifestyle, isn't it? Yeah.
So how do you intend to continue to grow your business? I mean, what are there any future plans that you have for the company?
Yes. So we currently have 4,200 square feet of showroom which display the full sets of blinds. Come end November, we are expanding our shop to 7,000 square feet. So other than the balcony solution, we have the patio solution. We have like an awning replacement from brands from Belgium called Ranson. We are doing the fabrication for them as well in Singapore. And we also have the indoors. We develop our own indoors product as well. We have some product that blocks out 100% of the lights and blocks out the sound. And we also have brands like Hunter Douglas in our shop, Toso from Japan. Yeah, so we carry a range of product, and we hope to provide
to kind of cater to everyone, right?
Cater to everyone, yeah. You know, a more complete solution. And of course, we will have the Altex Solution Center in the new showroom that will show the full suite of the smart home and how you can use our software to control the lightings, the aircon, the robotic vacuum cleaner. We want people to really come to our shop and experience the smart devices, how it's connected, how you control it, before they buy it.
Of course.
Your current showroom, where is it? Can you tell us where it is?
It's at Ubi. It's at Vertex Building, 0128.
Yeah. Are you concerned, though, what's top of mind as you expand? Like Bernard mentioned, for businessmen, it's always rent. Oh, dear, that's always a headache. Mm.
Yes, so now we are not in the shopping mall anymore. So, you know, the shopping mall, the rental are higher. Yeah, so yeah. At Vertex, the rental is lower. But, of course, you don't have the footfall like the shopping mall.
Sure.
That's when you need to do a lot of marketing by yourself. So, we are quite good in digital marketing now. You know, we know the demographics of the customers and we can reach them. In fact, we create a lot of videos every month so people can relate to it.
This has been Focus on Money FM 89.3. We've been speaking to Wilson Chu, founder and managing director of MC2. Wilson, thank you so much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.